This meditation has been recorded and copyrighted by Creative Power Discovered LLC. In order to find out more about my other programs and products, please go to my website, www.rosemarieswanson.com. Thank you. Just allow yourself to sink down even deeper into your heart, into meditation. Today we're going to be working with sacred geometry, with Metatron and Melchizedek. We're wanting to begin to look at our light body. And with their assistance, using sacred geometry to assist us in creating the opening of the channels to our light body. Even to a greater level than you've been able to do before. We will begin by asking there to be a clearing of our limiting understanding of what a light body is. One of those limiting beliefs is that it is separate, and it is indeed not. It is always there. It is our third dimensional lower self that has created the separation, the illusion of it. Our light body is our vehicle to graduate from the human condition to return to source. Another name would be Merkaba. It is known as the chariot of the soul and a must to be activated to achieve ascension. After your light body is fully activated, integrated, and embodied, the next step would be the rainbow body. It is the unwavering frequency of the rainbow body that is true mastery and will lead you to ascension. Let's take the first step here today with our light body. The intention is to begin to bring about the creation of your Anacharana, also called the Rainbow Bridge. As this is about mastery and ascension, the first step is to open your connections to your light body. Think of it as a pathway to your own divine light. Once those channels have been opened and your pathway is cleared, then you can begin to strengthen your light body so that you can begin to connect to the rainbow body. But we will go about that in another time. So as you take a couple of deep breaths, set your intention that anything creating limitation to accessing your light body be cleared now. Any beliefs that create the illusions of separation, the beliefs that say you cannot do this, you are not worthy, you are not good enough, it is not yours, it is not achievable, it is beyond your reach. We ask the removal of all these false beliefs. We ask that this clearing move through all ancestral lineage. It seems to be carried through the feminine line, the female line, whether that be on the mother or the father's side. It is a trait that has been ingrained in the feminine aspects of our being, to be less than another. So as we move to open our own field of energy, we ask that all these beliefs, all these distortions, all this darkness from our path to our light body be lifted and cleared now. All those illusions of worthlessness, of not being smart enough, not being evolved enough, not being clean enough, cleared enough. All those distortions and miasms, all those illusions, asking that any vows be lifted and cleared. All past lives, whether this be a barrier that's been placed within your energy field from another lifetime and another planet or galaxy, we want it all cleared now. All the darkness of all levels, all realities, all time and space, all the way back to source, be cleared now. All beliefs of separation, all beliefs that you are locked in and limited to in any way, this third dimensional reality, that you have no right to access that which is beyond. Whatever created that, whatever those sanskaras are, we ask that they be lifted and cleared now. as all of this is melted and lifted and cleared away, you're able to see a greater level of your light body, that diamond-like quality of white light. And in that white light, you will see a symbol, some sort of symbol that will be representative of your sacred geometry for this connection, for this beginning of your Anacharana bridge now. Where whatever that symbol is, hold it in your heart and in your ajna, in your memory now. Allow the energies of this symbol to be absorbed into all layers of your field, from the physical core beyond. Allowing the symbol to be woven into the very fabric of your being. As you move into an even deeper level, clearing even that which is the shadows and any outside influences or inner influences be cleared now. All miasms. As you begin to see this diamond light, allow yourself to not only see it, but begin to experience what it's like. Allowing that experience to come in on all levels, unconscious, subconscious, and conscious now. And now ask that your light body, to whatever level your life force is ready for at this moment, to integrate your light body into your physical body now. And allow those networks of connections to become established. And as this is happening, if you're wanting to ask for any assistance, and the importance of or how to maintain this connection, or anything else, you may do so in silence now. You may want to ask how to best utilize the light body to be of service to others. Receive, blending and melding together with grace and ease. As the integration will continue to take place over time, we'll ask that the energy field now be closed. You may allow yourself to move into the awareness of the physical body. And just taking your time, giving gratitude for all that you've received here today. Giving gratitude to Metatron and Mekizeldek and all the other brotherhood and sisterhoods of light, the angels, the other masters that have been here to assist us today. And giving gratitude for yourself, for the lovingness, the willingness, and the courage to take those forward steps closer to the golden age now. Whenever you're ready, and bring yourself back into the room and come back in feeling revitalized, at peace, and in a sense of great loving. Namaste.